Hello, readers of Every Word, and welcome to Every Word 365. I'm your host, Christina Munoz-Madsen, and today we're reading 2 Kings 22 through 25. Those who do not learn from history are destined to repeat it. That is how our overview section starts today. Thought it was very good. God's word convicts, but only you can commit yourself to doing God's will. Is there an area of your life where a response is overdue? And that is from today's My Daily Walk, the more devotional part of our reading. So I know some of you are struggling to read through these fast, short synopsis of the many kings of Israel and Judah. You're not alone. They are not easy readings. The good news is 2 Kings is over. The bad news is 1 and 2 Chronicles will cover the same time/material. But you can do this. Just remember to always be praying through this journey and asking God to show you what He wants you to learn through this. Remember, this is a living word, and it's different for not only everybody, but for every time. Every time I do this, I learn new stuff and God speaks something different to me. So keep that in mind, keep your heart pure, and keep praying to hear from God through this journey. Much can be learned from Josiah's life that is positive. First, Josiah shows the influence a person can have from a very young age. Even children have enormous potential to live for God and to have great impact. Second, Josiah lived a life fully committed and obedient to God and was blessed for it. Third, Josiah properly responded to God's word. By the time he became king, the scripture had long been neglected, and Josiah's heart was smitten by the failure of his people to honor God's word. Josiah had scripture read to the people and made a commitment to live by it. Because your heart was responsive and you humbled yourself before the Lord when you heard what I have spoken, I also have heard you, declares the Lord. That is in a link from Got Questions on the King Josiah. And I'm also including another summary from Got Questions on 2 Kings. Great readings for you to check on and read if you have time. And this is from that link. Foreshadowings. Jesus uses the stories of the widow of Zarephath from 1 Kings and Naaman in 2 Kings to illustrate the great truth of God's compassion toward those the Jews deemed unworthy of God's grace, the poor, the weak, the oppressed, tax collectors, Samaritans, Gentiles. By citing the examples of a poor widow and a leper, Jesus showed himself to be the great physician who heals and ministers to those in the greatest need of divine sovereign grace. This same truth was the basis of the mystery of the body of Christ, His church, which would be drawn from all levels of society, male and female, rich and poor, Jew and Gentile. Many of the miracles of Elisha foreshadowed those of Jesus Himself. Elisha raised the Shuhamite woman's son, healed Naaman of leprosy, and multiplied loaves of bread to feed 100 people with some left over. Many of you probably know that story regarding Jesus. Here's the section called Practical Application. God hates sin, and He will not allow it to continue indefinitely. If we belong to Him, we can expect His discipline when we disobey Him. A loving father corrects his children for their benefit and to prove that they indeed belong to Him. God may at times use unbelievers to bring correction to His people, and He gives us warning before delivering judgment. As Christians, we have His word to guide us and warn us when we go astray from His path. Like the prophets of old, His word is trustworthy and always speaks truth. God's faithfulness to His people will never fail, even when we do. The stories of the widow and the leper are examples for us in regard to the body of Christ. Just as Elisha had pity on these from the lowest levels of society, we are to welcome all who belong to Christ into our churches. God is no respecter of persons, and neither should we be. Kind of a hotly debated topic, and so I hope there's some lessons there to be learned for you, whether you're involved in a church or not. So lots of tough stuff, and there's more on that kind of topic in the New Testament when we get there. When do we get there? Not until October 1st. You can do this. Hang with us. I'm including the Bible Project's overview video on both 1 and 2 Kings. A great resource if you have time to look that over. And with that, You have read through 12 books of the Bible. Congratulations. You can give yourself a round of applause and a pat on the back. It is still just the beginning. We have a lot to go, but that may be more than you've ever read through the Bible. So I hope you've enjoyed it so far. Tomorrow is a day off. After that, we will start 1 Chronicles. Happy reading. This episode is made possible in part by Arkansas Filter. Arkansas Filter has been serving the state of Arkansas for over 40 years. They sell and service a full suite of commercial, industrial, and residential filters. They are also one of the largest suppliers of UV lights, Gates belts, and HVAC chemicals and cleaners. They partner with HVAC and engineering firms to provide a variety of services and pride themselves on customer service both during and after the sale. For more information, head over to arkansasfilter.net, and of course, we've included a link in the podcast description.